What's up, friends? And welcome to another Tom/Yob update podcast, which doesn't have any kind of name. This is just like the random, I'm trying to think of a good metaphor. It's like an asteroid just kind of floating through space. It's not a moon. It's not a planet, certainly. It's just kind of a rock floating. These occasional rocks that pass by, a comet maybe. I don't know why my mind went to spatial metaphors, but that's where we are this morning. I did one of these podcasts. My name's Tom, by the way. What's up, everybody? You know who I am, hopefully. Hopefully this isn't your first podcast. I mean, if it is, you're welcome to stay. I'm not kicking you out. But you'll probably get more out of this if you have listened to at least five podcast productions, let's say. I did one of these podcasts. Gosh, has it been like 6 months now? I feel like it's been, my initial thought was like, oh yeah, like a couple months ago, but I think it was back in 2023. Y'all remember 2023? What a time, what a year. I did a podcast update, which is now no longer available. All of you are now scrolling your feeds and you're realizing, oh my gosh, the Tom is Tired update is gone. It's no longer available. If you missed it, you missed it. Spoiler alert, Tom is /was/still is tired. Basically, the essence of that episode, that update was just to chime in and be like, yeah, the Yobcast has been put on this kind of indefinite hold just because I do not have the bandwidth. I do not have the time for it right now. And the reason for that is because it's not just out of thin air that all of a sudden I don't feel like doing it anymore. It's a lot of behind the scenes, a lot of extra time, extra energy, extra Zoom calls, extra Google Docs and Google spreadsheets and all these things that are emails, all these things that are coming together with, getting your other sisters up and running and getting our two communities to converge and join and also stayed separate and distinct. And so this is a long drawn out process that is, I don't know if it's rapidly reaching a conclusion. I don't know if I'd use the language of rapidly, but we are making some strides. Let's just say we are making some strides this spring and especially this summer. So it's just taking a lot of my energy and a lot of the time off my plate. So that was the crux of that episode. It was a lot more angsty and I think I recorded it at like midnight. Like I intentionally wanted to sound tired when I recorded it. Whereas this episode I'm recording at 11 a.m. You might hear birds chirping and singing. It's the middle of spring, or it's probably actually the start of spring. It feels like the middle of spring. It's gorgeous here in Asheville, North Carolina. So it's a little bit of a different vibe, but I want to do these update pods. I feel like it'd be good at least every couple months. I don't know if every month is probably too much of a commitment, but at least every couple months, it's cool to just check in for 10 or 15 or 20 minutes, however long this winds up being, and just to share with everybody what's going on. And if you're part of our Yobbers community, everyone pledging on Patreon, you have a little bit more, slash a lot more actually, of an inside track as far as what we're doing and the conversations we're having and everything that's being birthed and birthing. And so this is kind of, I'm cloaking my language a little bit for the general audience, but also wanting to fill people in about what's going on. So hopefully we'll get some more Tom update pods. If you have any like sexy title ideas for what these like one-off solo podcasts could be called, like I'm always down to hear ideas. Like there's, I don't want to get a prideful heart or anything. There's at least one or two people in our Yobbers community that refer to me as Chief Sparrow, which I find endearing. It's a little awkward, but it's also kind of sweet and kind of fun. I love that role, Chief Sparrow. So is this like the Chief Sparrow pod or like Chief Sparrow's Nest or something? I don't know. There's gotta be a name for this other than just a Tom update pod. So I don't know. Shoot me an email, tom@yourotherbrothers.com. If you have an idea for what this is. So I want to update y'all on what's coming up in the next couple of months. It's mid-April as I'm recording this. And basically for the next 2 months, from mid-April to mid-June, I foresee there to be, This is so anticlimactic. I foresee there being even less podcasts. I've been really shooting for at least 2 convo casts a month and trying to stick to that rhythm. I've been mostly successful these last few months. I mean, there might have been some where it was instead of 2 out of every 4 weeks, it was like 2 out of every 5 weeks. I don't know if I ever did 2 out of every 6 weeks, but over the next 2 months, I guess the goal would be to shoot 4 podcasts, which I don't know, maybe I will. Maybe I will shoot 4 podcasts over the next 2 months. But it could be 2, it could be 3. And again, the reason for that is just more strides coming together with all of the organization forming and all the new stuff that's on my plate that previously wasn't there. So I say that all that to say, though, is that it's also kind of exciting because I've got at least 1 and hopefully 2, maybe 3 new voices that you've never heard on a ConvoCast before, which is just super cool. It's been something that's been happening with more regularity. Like, I think off the top of my head this year, like, we've brought Andrew in. Andrew came on an episode. We had another Daniel join several months ago. Like, so there's been a lot of new voices lately, and I'm excited about that. I love that we get to meet more people that make this ship go. So if you're in the Yabbers community, if you've been around for a while, if you feel like you have a story to tell, if you would love to chat with me for 30 minutes, I'm just throwing it out there to the Yabbers. Like, shoot me a message, and maybe you'll come on a ConvoCast. I'd love to meet more of you guys. It's such a blessing to just see how diverse and interesting our community is. So stay tuned for some new voices this spring/summer. And then here's kind of my working game plan is that I'm planning a trip mid-June to potentially early July, at least till late June. And I do this every year. And I've realized these last few years, since COVID, mid-COVID, post-COVID, wherever we are now in this whole pandemic scheme of things, I've realized that it's really good for my soul, and it's honestly kind of needed for my soul to take a week and a half, 2 weeks every year where I am off the grid, I am AWOL, I am unreachable, to not be checking our Discord server where all of our discussions happen with the Yabbers, to not be leading Zoom calls, to not be recording podcasts or editing blogs or checking/responding to emails. So that yearly trip is coming for me mid-June. And so I'll be off the grid for the second part of that month. And then my plan coming back in July, so July and August, here's what I would love to do. Because the hope is that the next 2 months provide a lot of hustle, a lot of extra time and room to get a lot of legwork done on the Yab Yas developments. Take my little sojourn, take my little getaway, and then come back in July. What I would love to do this July and August, which is something that I've done the last 2 summers, is do a ConvoCast series. Usually the ConvoCasts are just these one-off episodes that are all disconnected from each other. But last 2 years, we did the Enneagram 2 years ago, and last year we did sexuality and just kind of exploring all the different and similar ways our community is connected. And so I would love to find another topic to explore this summer, because it just really brings a smile to my heart. It also helps to know, like, what are we doing? Like, what are we doing for the next couple months? It helps my structured brain latch onto something. So I'm still trying to figure out, you know, I've been pondering ideas for what this new series could be, and nothing has, like, screamed an obvious yes to me. So I'm still searching and I'm still looking. And so this is where I really do rely on the community, the Yabbers or the non-Yabbers. If you're a non-Yabber and you're listening and you have an idea for something you'd like to explore, like, I'm trying to think something in the, like, 8 to 10 episode range, like something that we can start to dive in a little bit, you know, and get a great cross-section of people in our community, something related to faith and sexuality and masculinity, I think would be great. So I'm shooting for 8 to 10 episodes, July to August, maybe bleeding into September if there's enough of a demand for it. But I would love to do those, hopefully on a weekly basis. So hopefully get back to some weekly podcasts when I get back from my trip. So that'd be great. It'd be nice to know before I go on my trip, what am I doing? Like, what is the plan when I get back? That would bring a lot of peace to my soul. So if you have an idea for a ConvoCast series, shoot me an email, tom@yourotherbrothers.com. I would love to get some ideas rolling in and really crowdsource this thing. What do you guys want to hear us talk about? Like, what is a topic that you would love to hear a perspective from 8 different people about? That's the pitch. That's the framework. So if you have some ideas, shoot them my way. Ideally like a topic and maybe some discussion prompts that would go with it or something. Cause usually with these summer series, I've had the main topic, like with the Enneagram, it was, what's your Enneagram type? And then I'm trying to remember off the top of my head, it was something like, what do you look like in stress? What do you look like in growth? Or what does your sexuality look like in stress, or your sexuality look like in growth through the lens of the Enneagram? So something like that, where there was, you know, they're only like 30, 45 minute episodes. So, you know, it's, we can't have 12 discussion prompts or whatever. So it's just like two or three or four, things that we can latch onto within that topic. And that's kind of what I want to get back to. So there's the pitch. I hope you guys come through. I'll still think about it on my end, but I would love to hear what you guys have to say and what you would love to hear us talk about. Yeah, so I guess in closing, there's not really much else to say. In closing, I am really excited for all of the things that are coming. We've already had one Yab-Yas combination Zoom call a couple months ago, and that was really just such a long time coming and such a beautiful convergence. We had Aaron on the ConvoCast recently, and so we talked all about it on that episode. If you missed it, you can check that out. But she and I, she technically led that call. I was on my side representing Yab, but she led the call. And coming up next month, we'll be doing another Zoom call with Yab and Yas. And we're shooting to do these every 2 months just to get to meet one another, get to know each other, get to see each other's faces, learn more about each other's stories. And it's just been, such a beautiful, beautiful new thing. You know, Yab has existed for almost 9 years now, and this is just so cool to see like something new is unfurling and unfolding. It's not the same old thing all the time. It's there's always new things to explore, new people to meet, and I'm excited. So we would love to have you join us. We'd love to have you with us. If you're a man, if you're a woman, if you're somebody that just wants to get involved, if you're somebody that believes in what we're doing, telling authentic stories about faith and sexuality, about gender, and about how we put all this together, how we navigate this ship, we would love to have you join us. So shoot me an email. What's my email, everybody? Tom@yourotherbrothers.com. Shoot me an email. We'd love to get you involved. It's never too late to join the Yabbers on Patreon. You can go to patreon.com/yourotherbros. And a lot of new exciting updates coming. So that's really cool. For all the Yabbers listening, this is a shout out to you guys. Thank you to the about 80 plus of you who have reached out and answered our financial survey. We sent out a financial survey to our current patrons on Patreon. And it's a pretty manageable, you know, it's like six questions, I think. Some room for some short answers if you have any short answers or questions, but otherwise we're just trying to gather data and trying to figure out the next steps and trying to figure out how best to move forward. And so definitely appreciate it. If you're listening and you haven't filled that out yet, please do. It would be a huge help just to get more. And again, just for our Yabbers community, we'll be starting a new channel on our Discord server where we can address a lot of the questions that some of you have written out on that form. And we'll just answer any other questions too that come up along the way. So that'll be a new thing that happens soon in the coming weeks, just to address all the questions and make sure everyone's clear about what's happening and the changes that are coming, but also the things that aren't changing. It's not just a complete overhaul, a complete change across the board. There are going to be some changes, but there's going to be a lot that stays the same too. And so I'm excited to, just achieve clarity and achieve just a spirit of boldness and endeavoring for what God is doing and leading us into, men and women in this effort. So I'm excited. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I'm definitely ready for us to round this final bend and start the new race that is set before us, as Paul would say. We're getting there though. We're like so close. And so I'm excited to get there. Thanks for everybody being patient and supporting me and supporting us. Hopefully it won't be too long before the podcast rhythm and the content rhythm kind of gets back to a stable place again. It's felt a little erratic to me lately, which isn't ideal, but just trying to recognize the season of life that we are in. And I just appreciate the grace, appreciate the support through it all. Thank you guys for the support on Patreon, for everyone who gives and makes Yob and soon to be Yas happen. It's super, I don't know. I never want to lose sight of how humbling it is that people give to make this happen. So thank you. Thank you all. I love you guys. Love you all. All right. So in summation, this is the asteroid passing by. It'll be back in a couple months. Maybe I'll shoot to do another one before I head out on my wandering trek. That probably would be good. So y'all hold me to that. Make sure the asteroid comes back around in June. Love you all. Have a lovely spring day. Go outside, you guys. It's so nice out. At least where I am. Bye, friends.